Hey, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, a.k.a. Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for about 5 to 7 minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Exodus 4, Luke 7, Job 21, and 1 Corinthians 8. And now, as you know, we're reading in Exodus, we see Moses' reluctance to leave. Moses hears the call, and his first thought is, "Who, me? Like, I am not the one, God." And he then goes into his laundry list of reasons why this is not a good idea, why this won't work. He says, you know, they won't believe me. He says, like, you know how they will look at me and they'll just be like, blah, 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 blah. Prove it. Some people need to see the truth to believe the truth. So God says, you can show them power as I turn this staff into a snake, or as I turn your hand into leprous, or turn water into blood. He gives him signs of the power of God. And God says, if they won't believe what you say, show them that. So then Moses is like, well, speaking of, I surely am not the right one to speak. So I don't speak well, you know, I stutter. And God's like, boy, I made your mouth. I am God. I will speak for you and teach you exactly what to say. And then Moses is like, he's done, right? He's like, simply says, just pick someone else. And God says in anger, fine, I'll send Aaron with you and he can speak to the people and I'll talk through you and him, okay? Finally, you know, Moses' excuses, his pleading, were all exhausted. And he just decides, okay, I'm going to go back. And he goes back to Egypt with Aaron and did all that God commanded. And all the people, they believed him. But today's reminder for us is simple. I just want to give us a recap. But here's our reminder. It's a simple and like three-part reminder. One, first part, don't forget who called you. While engaging with the call of God, the mission he's imparting to you, don't forget who has called you. Moses made the mistake of focusing so much on who was called, you know, himself, and not enough on who did the calling. He heard the call and immediately reflected on himself, his preparedness or his ability to accomplish the task. He spent too much time considering his own strengths and weaknesses and left very little time to consider the strength and power of God. God reminds him of that fact and he says, you know I made your mouth, right? I got this. I got you. So number one, don't forget who called you. Secondly, your yes makes you ready. While you may be growing in awareness of the fact that God's all-powerful and can accomplish the work all by himself, don't miss that he still chooses to involve us. He wants to use us, and the only readiness we need is our willingness. Will we say yes to the call as he sends us in whatever direction he deems necessary for the accomplishing of his will? So your yes makes you ready. And then lastly, all you have is all you need. When God told Moses to go, he simply told him to look at what's in his hand. God can use what we have to do what he wants done. God in that moment made a staff and even Moses' hands tools for the mission. Moses didn't need anything else. God had been preparing him and was determined to teach him along the way what to do and what to say. All Moses needed to do was to be willing to offer up all he had for God's service, his hands, his staff. And just like we read today in Luke, like the woman of ill repute, the sinful woman who offered up ointment for Jesus, washing his feet with her tears and drying them with her hair, we must too decide that anything we own is available for God's service and to worship him with. So here's the questions. Will we remember the one who calls and sends? Will we determine to always say yes and know that in his service, we are never lacking what we need to accomplish what he asks? He sends and he empowers. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that in your loving mercy, not only have you given us life, but you've given us purpose. You've given us each a calling and a unique direction in which you send us, Lord God. We thank you for that. And we ask that as we engage with you in it, that you would empower our minds to recognize that all we need is all you have. And simply to say yes as you send us, Lord God. Thank you that you don't send us alone, but you send us with your power. You go with us. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray and we say thanks. Amen. Well, you guys, that is it. Head on over to 5bythefire.org to leave a comment, to like over there, to share it, subscribe, rate. You know the deal. I love talking with you guys on this, and I can't wait to see you back here tomorrow night on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.